He repeated the verse again, even softer, with the other three vermin humming gently in the background. Bad Red's head drooped forward slightly, the cutlass lying limp in his open paw. His thoughts drifted back to his own young seasons. Through a golden haze of memory, he was barely aware of Flinky singing. It was the same tune, but with different words.
It looks like the fox has gone to sleep, sleep, sleep. Slippy, now be quiet as you creep, creep, creep. And stick a good sharp spear straight through his head. Then the moment that he wakes up, he'll be dead, dead, dead. So hush-a-bye, don't you cry, Foxy, close your eyes, and you'll soon make lovely victuals for the ants and flies.
The murderous scheme might have worked out successfully had it not been for Plumnose. He thought that the altered words were so funny that he clapped his paws and broke out into hearty guffaws.
Not so good and I like that, Flink. Wake up dead, very good.
Bad Red snapped immediately back to reality. He caught Slipback brandishing a spear, not three paces from him. Grabbing up his cutlass, the fox raised it threateningly.
What are you up to, Weasel?
Slipback veered and went past him. He started jabbing at the shrubbery at the edge of the glade.
Thought I saw those bushes moving, Chief. It might have been that otter and the squirrel, Sagroon and Bando.
Flinky interposed.
I know who you mean, Bragoon and Sorrow. I saw the bushes move too, Chief. Slipback could be right.
Thinking swiftly, Bad Red turned the situation to his advantage.
No sense in taking chances, then. We best get moving fast. Come on, up on your paws!
Bad Red drove them hard for the remainder of the day by adopting a simple but effective scheme. He ordered Rog and Floggo to fire off arrows from time to time. The deadly shafts fell just short of the march's rear, causing them to hasten forward. Oaths and curses accompanied the arrival of each arrow, but they kept going, knowing they were only getting tit for tat. The plot to rid themselves of the little fox had failed, but they realised that, had it been Burad or Scrod in Bad Red's place, Flinky and Slipback would have been slain as retribution. They were getting off lightly. Progress was good. By evening, Bad Red was heartened to hear Plumnose calling out,
"There's the path at the end of the trees!"
Sure enough, they had reached the border of the woodlands. In front of them lay the path, which ran down from the north to the south. Flinky leaned on an elm trunk, smiling cheerfully as the fox came up to see.
Ah, well, there you are now, Chief. All we got to do is follow that road to the left and keep going till we hit Redwall Abbey.